why we really gave him the door prize. Okay, so I will start. I'm the president, and I'm Sherry Richardson, and I'm here with my dog, Impala. This is her second convention, so I guess she's an old pro now, and she is from Seeing Eye. So please do say, if you have a guide dog, where your dog is from and maybe how long you've had them. So let's do the head
table. I got the microphone.
Let's do.
This is Betty Sikkema, and I have a poodle as a guide dog. I got her from Guide Dog of the Desert, and I've had her for 2 years. And she's going to be 5 next month.
Welcome, Betty.
Good morning. I'm Holly Turi, from way up in Bellingham, the same place as she's from. I have a dog named Sarah Bell, but she's plain old Sarah because we don't do drinks and dinner at Tara with Rhett and Scarlett O'Hara. So she's just plain old Sarah. She's a black lab. She came from GDB, and she will be 9 in April. I've had her for 5 years, and she's my first dog. And if I had known how much fun it was, I'd have done it 50 years ago. End of story.
Yay.
This is Haley Eggers, and I'm here with Farley from GDB, and I've had him for 2 years. He's my second dog, and I never thought I'd love another dog like my first one, but as you well know, that can change.
Those transitions are difficult, but they do happen.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I'm from Enumclaw, and I have... My guide dog, Faith, is not with me today, but she's from Seeing Eye, and I've had her for 3 years. She's almost 5.
Hi, Lene.
Hi. Hello, I'm Janine Prindle. I'm here with my guide dog, Royce. We have been together for almost a year. On Tuesday, it will be 1 year since our graduation. Yay. And he's a yellow lab from Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Hey, Kevin's getting his exercise. That's right, yeah. Woohoo! Ah, that's too bad. We're not going to get him in trouble. Holly, the yes. dues that we did not have to pay were not ACB. They were GDUI. Because they gave us...
Yeah, that's right, credit. Too. Yeah.
Instead of ACB, it was GDUI.
So it was GDUI, yeah.
Yes.
But anyway, whatever we were supposed to do, I did it, and I didn't get... Oh, also...
I know you also, did. I just wanted the correction there.
That's good. Thank you. Also, I have paid our Secretary of State filing fee, and I have registered us with the federal government again for this year. Sweet. Anything else? All righty, and I'll send you the gory details out this afternoon, and they're quite detailed, and just don't be too bored by them. My voice is gone.
Thank you so much, Holly. We really appreciate that. Okay, let's see. Treasurer's report is done. Oh, let's see. There was something I wanted to say about the treasurer's report, though. Oh, I know what it was. All right. In terms of paying dues, as Holly correctly said, we can do cash, check, or credit card, or you can pay using the PayPal button on the GDUWS website, but that may be changing, or hopefully it will be changing here pretty soon. Hopefully the button will be there, but just maybe in a different way. I will say I love using a credit card and PayPal. It's like one of my favorite ways to do shopping and everything else. However, we all need to keep in mind that when we do that, the credit card companies and PayPal do keep a small percentage of that money as fees for themselves. So GDUWS does not see every penny of it when we process things that way. Can still do it, though. Yes. 2.3%.
For those who couldn't hear Holly, she said 2.3%.
Yeah, thank you. So, and yes, I still do things that way, even knowing it sometimes, just because it's much easier, but just so long as we're all aware. Okay, let's see. It's time to get started with elections, and this year we have three positions to elect, as we generally do. This year we have the president. Yay! and hopefully there's going to be about 20 of you that really want to run to be president. And then we also have the treasurer position to elect. And we have one board director position to elect. So I'd like to start by introducing our nominating committee for this year, which we do have. It wasn't quite as numerous as I was hoping, and it made it more difficult for them. But I'm very pleased to say that our chair of our nominating committee is Danette Dixon. So, Danette, you get the microphone. And our other member of the nominating committee is Marlena Liebert. So we had a two-person committee, and that does make a difference, and I'll explain how in a few minutes.
Okay.
Uh-oh. So should I just go for the treasurer and president?
Start with president first, and I think I need to step out of the room.
Yeah, you do.
While you guys
okay.
do this. So I will be back, maybe.
Okay, nominating for GDUWS is president. Do I have any nominations from the floor?
You have to say who you we recommended.
Yeah. Well, okay, we recommended Sherry
and then
Richardson to be our president for 2016.
Okay, and now let me have it.
And because this is Marlena, and because Sherry is running, she can't run the election. So because I'm vice president, I can. Are there any other nominations? The nominating committee has placed on the floor the name of Sherry Richardson for president. Are there any other nominations for president? Are there any other nominations for president? And finally, are there any other nominations for president? There's a motion that nominations cease and Sherry Richardson be elected by acclamation. Is there a second? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Go home. No. Any opposed? Say no. And I think who, Haley. No, it Danielle. Okay. I thought it was Haley Edick. Okay. Okay. So Sherry, you're back.
I can finally eat my breakfast.
Here you go, Sherry, right here.
Okay, so who's our new president? Oh. Thank you, guys, I think. All right. So, Danette, the next position would be treasurer.
Okay, for treasurer, the board has elected, nominated Holly Kaczmarski. So now do I do any
other nominations? Sherry, don't run it
now. Okay, thank you, Danette. Okay. And are there any other nominations from the floor for treasurer? Are there any other nominations from the floor for treasurer? Last time, are there any nominations from the floor for treasurer?
I move nomination cease and that Holly Kaczmarski be elected treasurer by acclamation.
Second.
Oh, boy, there were a lot of seconds. I'm not sure who was first.
Just so many seconds.
Nobody wants to be treasurer. Okay, so all are, yes, all in favor of Holly as our new treasurer?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? If you're opposed, you get to do the job yourself. All right, very good. Welcome, Holly. Thank you. Okay, now our director position was a little bit different this year, or we're doing it a little bit differently. Because there were only two members on the nominating committee, and because we had several members, I'm very happy to say, who stepped forward and said they would like to run for the position, we decided just to take nominations from the floor and then let the general membership vote on that, because it was just we couldn't quite come to a consensus since it was only two people on the committee. All right, so at this time I'd like to open nominations for the board director position.
Madam President,
yes,
I place in. Oh God, I can't even talk. I forget it. I nominate Deb Lewis.
All right. Do I have a second?
You don't have to get a second on that.
Okay.
She just has to say she accepts.
Do you accept? All right. Very good. Okay. I'll do that. Any other nominations?
No, Madam President?
Yes.
I nominate Holly Turry.
All right. Holly, do you accept?
Absolutely.
All right. Very good. Any other nominations?
Madam President?
Yes. All right, Josette nominates Danielle Marr. Do you accept Danielle?
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Any other nominations? Are there any other nominations for the board director position? Are there any other nominations? All right.
Second. That was Mika.
All right, so let's see. We need somebody who can see to count hands, because we're going to need to do it that way. All right, and let me just make a note of the names here. We have, excuse me, we have Deb Lewis. I'm going to do these alphabetically, I think. And we have Danielle Marr. And we have Holly Turry. Okay, so again, just to make sure that we all know who is running here, we have Deb Lewis, Danielle Marr, and Holly Turry. So I think if I understand our Constitution correctly, if we don't have a clear majority, then we will have a runoff between the top two. Okay? Everybody got that?
Yes.
All right, good. Okay, so all those in favor of Deb Lewis for board position, please raise your hands. Oh,
yes, that's right.
That's right. Thank you.
God, I forgot you.
Thank you. Okay, guys. Okay. Sorry.
Thank you.
All right. That's the problem with these 7 a.m. board meet or business meetings. Okay, so yes, we would like to have each of them speak and or have someone speak for you, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, Deb, you are first.
Marlena is going to speak. There's the microphone.
All right.
Marlena is going to attempt to get her brain together here. I'm really delighted to be able to speak for Deb. Actually, Deb's whole involvement in the blind community speaks for itself. But Deb, I'm excited that she wants to run for this board because Deb has energy, she's driven, she's very well organized, she is very well known nationally. She has served in the past as WCB's treasurer. She has been very involved with guide dogs. I can't remember how many years Deb's had a dog for, but she probably doesn't want me to say that anyway. I think this organization is turning a very important corner right now with our energy under Sherry's leadership. And I think Deb would just be the best addition we could think of for our board. So I urge you to please keep the energy going and get Deb on our board.
Thank you, Marlena. All right. And who would like to speak for Danielle Marr?
Josette.
All right.
I need to read this, so I need to have someone.
I will hold it.
How long do I have?
You have 2 minutes.
I have to be at work on Monday.
Okay.
Good, Kevin.
I'll do the best I can with this. I have 3 pages of Braille here. I would like to recommend that you vote for Danielle Marr as a new board member. I have known Danielle Marr since the late 80s, and we've become close friends since her return from Virginia in 1996. She has been a guide dog user since 1975, a graduate from the Seeing Eye Incorporated. She worked briefly on the Sunshine Committee with GDWS. And she would like to support guide dog users who have been denied from various schools in the past. She would like to support people in any way possible. I'm sorry, I made a braille error here. Anyway, I find her to be an intelligent, creative, and she will present many new ideas. Education. She received a BA in English literature from Washington University, a BS from Washington State University, a master's degree in applied psychology from Eastern Washington University, a graduate certificate in pastoral counseling from Seattle University. She minored in music and history from Washington State University. All degrees are 3.83 and above. Employment. She was employed at WSU for Disabled students, just a minute, students' needs working in mental health for several years. She also worked as rehabilitation and independent living instructor.
Josette, you just have about
just
about 10 more seconds.
Which serves 31 counties and 8 counties during the last 2 years of that job.
Okay.
Now retired. Okay.
Thank you.
And Madam President, we have some folks who have entered the room, so just let me know when you want to have them.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Yes, let's hear from our next speaker, and then we will do that. All right. Who would like to speak for Holly Turry?
I have two people, so I don't know which one I should pick.
Have Janine go first?
Janine, go first.
Yeah. Okay.
Where is she? I'm right here.
And they get their total.
I am recommending Holly Turry for board member for Guide Dogs of Washington, Guide Dog Users of Washington State. Holly has been a guide dog user for 5 years, and for over 30 years, she's been a member of the American Council of the Blind. On the way to her first meeting of the National Capital Area Council of the Blind, she met her husband. When she moved out here to Washington, she met Barb Crowley, joined United Blind of Whatcom County, and for the past 2 years, she's been secretary. In that position, beside all the usual duties incumbent, organized field trips, community service activities, attended legislative meetings to talk to local representatives about issues of concern, and herded cats. From 1982 until 1989, she was a member of the board, secretary, and then president of the volunteers for the visually handicapped in Bethesda, Maryland, and was in charge of obtaining and recommending the spending of a couple hundred thousand dollar budget. Maybe I should stop here and let your other...
go ahead. Okay, Danette.
I have known Holly for the past probably 7 years. She's involved in our Guide Dogs for the Blind alumni chapter. She's highly involved in her church. She's involved with her radio reporting. And I spent a lot of time with Holly and Jim at convention this last year. And they really pretty much supported me. Anything I needed, they were there. And Holly has come to my house to... Just building the relationship with Holly. Her heart is, she just wants to help in any way she can. I feel Holly would be a good person for the board. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Those are great. All right. So now let's see who came into the room right before we take a vote here so we'll know who is here.
Will you please introduce yourself?
What do I say? Hi, my name is Vanessa Pruitt. I'm a resident here in Seattle, a student at the OTC.
It's
my first time here.
All right.
First time convention, so I'm proud to be here, and good morning to all.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Alicia, and I live in Everett, and I'm glad to be here.
Welcome, Alicia.
And one more? Just
tell me your name. Anyone else?
May, I'm a student at the OTC. This is my first time here.
Can you say your name again, please?
May.
May. Okay. Welcome, May. Glad to have you guys.
And one more? Yes. Introduce yourself, please.
Uh-huh.
And your dog.
Introduce myself? Yeah. Whoops. Oh, my name's Lian. I'm from China. And my guide dog named Candy. She was the first guide dog for China. She's almost 10 years old.
Wow. Welcome, Leanne. We're so glad you're here. Let's.
Okay, two more in the back. Wow.
Bill Hogue, United Blind of the Tri-Cities.
Great. Hi, Bill.
Thank you.
Sotia Oak. I'm a vocational counselor from the Seattle office from Services for the Blind.
Okay. Welcome.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gil Kupat. I'm a rehab counselor for the Department of Services for the Blind.
Great. And is that everyone?
That is everyone.
Okay. Just to make sure that...
What?
While you're going there, just to make sure that everybody does know where they are, since they came in a little late, this is the Guide Dog Users of Washington State. So hopefully, if you're here, you're here intentionally.
This is Haley Edick. I had a fun morning.
Oh,
not locked myself out without my dog's harness.
Oh
fun.
No!
But I'm here.
Okay.
And thank you.
Thank you, Haley. We're glad you're here. And Haley, by the way, is our outgoing board director. And so I just want to say a special word of thanks to her. She has been absolutely wonderful. And I'm very glad she's here to hear me say thank you. All right. So let's go ahead with the vote now. I'm not forgetting any other piece, I hope. So... all of those in favor of electing Deb Lewis to the board, please raise your hands.
And please leave your hand up until you're asked to put them down.
If you're a member.
Members only.
Very good. Yes, that is correct.
It's okay. If you're a member, you can hold your hand up. Please keep them up. Please keep them up. Okay.
Our next person is Danielle Marr. All of those in favor of electing Danielle Marr to the board, please raise your hands. And our final candidate is Holly Turi. All in favor of electing Holly Turi to the board, please raise your hand. All right, let me confer with our counter here.
Yes, you may. And if you are... if you know that you're in the wrong room and you did not intend or pay for the Guide Dog Users of Washington breakfast, will you just let someone know and we'll get you to the right room? Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
She's waiting on you, sir.
You need to tell me.
Yeah, just come on over. There you go. Thank you. For those of you who are departing, thank you for coming in and saying hi. It's okay. I've done this a couple of times myself.
All right, the results are in, and I am very pleased to announce that our new board member will be Deb Lewis. Congratulations, Deb.
It's good to see you.
And I also want to say a special thank you to Holly and to Danielle for running for the position. I just cannot tell you guys how proud I am that there are people in this organization that want to be on the board. That is very, very good. It's a healthy organization, so thank you all very much. So expand the board. There you go. Okay, that would mean rewriting our Constitution. I've done my share of that. Thank you very much. All right. Let's see. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're right on time. Good. All right, so our next order of business is Yeah, let's do a door prize real quick. I need to get my phone together anyway.
Okay, we have...
Wait, I'm going to give you the mic. We have some coffee from Walla Walla Roastery or Roasters and some dog treats and a tennis ball. And that goes to... Now you can hold it. As I drop the container in. Okay, open the bag, shuffle around. And yeah, I know. It's like, thank you. Okay. I'm liking my braille. Not. Okay, let me try this up the other way. Betty Sikkema.
Hey.
Yeah. All right.
I'll take it to her. Betty Sikkema. All right. Nope, here it is, my dear. Congratulations.
Leanne.
Can you give that to Leanne, please? I don't know what she is. Leanne, if you can hold up your hand.
Where'd she go?
Is she here?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was. Did she leave?
No, she's here.
Introduce you here in just a second, okay? Can you hear me okay?
No.
Okay. So we have a special treat this morning, everyone, and that is we get to hear directly from Guide Dog Users, Inc., and I'm very, and this is going to be via iPhone, and I will hold it up to the microphone and hope this works. So I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, I'm very, very pleased to tell you that the person we're hearing from this morning is Will Burley. And Will is the first vice president of Guide Dog Users Incorporated. So thank you, Will. All right. Let me turn you up. Hang on. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see here. Where's the speaker button? I can't ever remember.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Will.
One second.
You just have to take it away from your face. And
yeah, sometimes it'll do it that way. Hold on, let me grab it for a second.
Sure.
Can you hear us, sir?
Yes.
Oh, that's better. Yay!
Okay, there we go.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Kevin to the rescue here.
All right.
All right. So, Will... It's all yours.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I hope you all are having a great state convention so far. I wish I was there. It's quite cool here and rainy here in Austin, Texas. I just want to stop in really quickly. I know you guys don't have a lot of time, so I'm not going to say a whole lot. I wanted to leave it open for any questions that you may have. But GDY, as you know, we are so glad you guys decided to reaffiliate with us. We opened the floor for you to join any of the standing committees. We're making some big changes that need to be made within GDY to make it run better as an organization. So you see a lot of those announcements weekly as Penny releases those announcements. So I'm glad to be here, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Okay. Thank you, Will. That was very brief. All right. Does anyone have any questions for Will?
Yeah, this is Kevin Daniel. Can you just talk a little bit about if someone is thinking about getting their first dog and some of the things that they need to be considering from your end?
Okay, from what I understand, you say if you're about to get your first dog, what are some things you need to consider? Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I would say if you're thinking about getting your first dog, you know, there's a wealth of guide dog schools here. You need to think about what school you want to go to, which one best fits what you want to get out of it. I know for me personally, one of the things that was important to me was if I knew people that had gone to that school so I can have some real life experiences to draw upon. So that was one thing that was important. Another thing was I wanted to own my dog when I left the school. So I would say think about what's important to you when getting a dog. I think most of the schools are really good about matching you with the right dog for you. Also, think about it's not very cheap to own a guide dog. They're very important to us, but there's a lot of extra expense when you own a guide dog. I think it's well worth it. I think everybody can tell you it's well worth it, but that is a factor that you need to think about. I think those are the top things.
Okay, we have another question, sir. Here you go, Mark.
Hi, Will. It's Marlena. It's good to hear you. Can you talk a little bit about, for some of our newer members, can you talk a little bit about GDUI's history and why it's so important for an affiliate such as GDUWS to remain active and affiliated with the national organization?
Didn't quite hear the question. Could somebody repeat it for me?
I'm going to let you repeat it, Marlena. Hold it for a minute.
Okay. Well, it's Marlena. The question is, can you talk a little bit about GDUI's history and why it's so important for affiliates like GDUWS to remain affiliated and be active? And hang on, I'm going to give the phone back. Hang on.
Okay. That was a really good question. GDUI has been around since 1972. That's older than I've been alive.
Don't brag.
Look, GDUI, you know, as a national organization, focus on those things that are of national interest. We can work on the white tail, but it is very important for our state affiliates to be involved because you guys know what's happening on the ground locally in your area, and you're better equipped to handle, you know, access issues that may be happening in Washington State. And then what GDUI can do is be a backup to you. Because what we always try to do is to not overstep. And I know with any affiliate-driven organization, that's always something that has to be worked on. But I think, especially, I know Penny believes that we deserve letter to the state affiliate on issues that are local to you guys, because you know what's going on. So I think it's important that you guys stay active, not only in the affiliate, but with the national organization, so we can better help you with resources or to get the whole UI family behind you on different issues or legalese issues, so to speak.
All right. Any other questions from anyone? All right. Well, thank you so much, Will, for talking with us. We really do appreciate it, and it's pretty cool and rainy here, too, so just to let you know.
Okay.
That's right. All right, well, have a good rest of your day, and thank you so much.
Have a great convention, everyone.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that worked out fairly well. Thank you. Thank you for being quiet so we could all hear Will speak. So one of the reasons I wanted to have all of you here from GDUI, especially this morning, although I think hearing from them anytime is a good thing.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons I especially wanted to make sure you had a chance to hear from them this morning is because the board has determined that it may be time for GDUWS to raise our dues. They have been $15, if I'm not mistaken, since the beginning. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. So they've been $15 for about 15 years now, strangely enough. And at this point, we don't even break even with $15. We have $5 that goes to WCB, $5 that goes to ACB, and $8 that goes to GDUI every year for each member. Now, there are some exceptions, like if you're a life member of WCB, I think we don't pay WCB for you. But so, you know, there are some exceptions, but that's the basic breakdown of how the dues go. They all get paid out, plus $3 out of our own treasury for each member. So for that reason, we've decided that it is time to recommend a dues increase to $20. That would cover the $18 that we pay to other organizations and then actually leave $2 to go into our own treasury. Yeah, really, a whole $2, right? So,
So guys, if as appropriate, just say, Mike, please, and I'll come find you. If you just hold your hand and say, Mike, please, and it's appropriate, I'll come find you. So, Madam President.
And I think do we need a motion?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So, before we discuss, we do need a motion from the floor.
Madam President?
Yes, Marlena.
I move that we adopt the recommendation of the Board of Directors to increase the dues from $15 to $20.
Second.
All right.
Hold it. Effective as of January 1st, 2016. So if you pay before then, you know, not effective till then.
Okay. Okay. So we had a motion from Marlena and a second from Kevin. And now questions. Yes.
Hey, coming your way, please.
Is that Danielle?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Thanks, Danielle.
Thank you, Kevin. I just have a question. If we pay, let's say, whatever our chapter dues are, $5 of that goes to WCB, then if we pay you guys the $20 that we're recommending, aren't we paying for WCB twice?
ACB.
ACB.
ACB
and WCB. ABC, well, and WCB, yeah. Sorry.
Can anyone explain how that works better than I can?
Oh, gosh. Don't look at it.
All right.
I think that is correct that WCB gets paid.
Deb, can you explain?
Oh,
that?
Good. Maybe.
Can I explain that?
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean,
here.
Answer her. I mean,
here, Deb.
Jeez, aren't you lucky?
Good luck.
Oh, boy. Oh boy.
Let me see if I get it right though. So you guys still have to stay awake and help me. Right. Okay. So here's the deal. When you belong to more than one affiliate, whether that's a state affiliate or another, like guide dog users type affiliate, or some affiliate that might be invented in the future, you are paying national dues, which you understand. But if you join another affiliate, you are paying national dues again because you are part of that other affiliate. So it would be true that you would pay your national dues and maybe even your state dues twice, and you are only one person, but each affiliate has to account for the membership of that affiliate all the way across the board. And so basically when you represent yourself as, you know, John Jones or whatever in one affiliate, and you represent yourself in another affiliate, both affiliates are counting you as full members. And so that's why you're paying.
Thank you, Deb. And that is correct. There is another model. I know in Florida you have like a primary chapter and a secondary chapter. But the difference is you're not considered a member by the state of that secondary chapter because they're not getting dues from you in that secondary chapter. So I think the way the state of Washington has traditionally done it gives us more privileges in terms of our membership. We can join, you know, we can join our local chapter, we can join this affiliate, we can join a couple of local chapters if we so choose. And we're represented the same in each one. Yes, that was a very good question. Are there any other questions? Yes.
This is Darlene.
Okay.
Do we pay the $15 today? Is that like you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you can pay $15 today, and that is good through December 31st of 2016. So, yes. And you can pay $20 today if you choose, yes. Any other questions?
I do. Oh, coming your way. J.R. Kennison. There you go, sir.
Okay, now dues are $15, and I am a past member years ago, but and they were $15 then. Mm-hmm. What if I am considering doing the lifetime membership, and now is there a lifetime membership in this?
There is not for us at this point.
Okay. Any questions?
Other questions? All right. So we do have a motion on the floor that we raise our dues from $15 to $20. So all of those in favor, please raise, or let's say, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Very good. Thank you, guys. That is really wonderful. Thank you.
Right.
Now I don't have to worry about us completely going broke every year. Okay. Let's see. I think we can do a quick door prize.
Okay. This has two dog toys. One's the baseball and one's the tennis ball on a rope. And a bottle of tea. Ooh. Whoops, I'm sorry. Wasn't quite expecting you there, Kevin. Okay. Excuse me, it's organic green tea.
Ah.
Okay, let's see. This is, oh my goodness. Okay, let me write it. Haley Edick.
All right, Haley.
I will take it to her.
She's going to need a lot of organic green tea in about 11 days.
Here you go, my dear.
I'm going to need a lot of something.
All right. Another door prize. All right. Okay. If you do quick committee reports, we can do another door prize.
Okay. Dog treats, dog toys. And baseball. Okay. This one has dog treats and another tennis ball on a rope and another squeaky baseball.
Squeaky,
I know. And the winner is... Rita Dillick.
All right. I was just about to say that one, actually, we should call out the dog's name. Okay, great. I know Katarina's going to have fun. All right. So it's time for committee reports, and I don't know if I have those in the same order in my notes as I sent them out to everybody, but I don't guess anybody really cares. So...
There's a hand. Sorry. Okay. If you could just say, Mike, please, I am vision impaired, so I won't see your hands. So if you need the mic, just say, Mike, please, and I'll find you.
Oh, she was for the prize. She said, Kevin, hey, Mikey.
Hey, Mikey, yeah.
Okay.
So we have a question? Or?
No, it was for something else.
Okay, very good. All right. So, Marlena, you want to do a spring fling?
Oh, yeah. You
want to start with that?
Okay.
And are you just going to do it from there or come up here?
Yeah, I'll just do it from there.
Okay. So, Kevin, we need you.
I have
okay,
it.
Okay, wonderful.
So you want me to go?
Yep, go.
Okay, so this is Marlena, and Sherry asked me to give a brief report about Spring Fling, which I'm not going to do until it's quiet. So Sherry asked me to give a brief report about Spring Fling. We had Spring Fling here at this very hotel, and I think that we had somewhere around 23 or 4 participants. It was quite well attended. Many of you who are here were there. We did a guide dog school update using the phone, of course, and we had representatives from, I think, six schools. We also had a representative from Uber come and talk with us, and because we made that connection, WCB was able to get Uber to come and speak yesterday. So we opened that door for them, hooray, for GDUWS. And then I would say the other highlight thing that we did is a remembrance of the animals. And we had a table set up in the front with an empty harness, a food dish, and some toys. And throughout the day, anyone could come up to the table and just feel the harness, touch the toys, and remember guides or animals, because we also had some kittens that people wanted to remember, some kitties, who have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. And then at the end of the day, we did a ceremony where I collected names of all the dogs and animals, and we read them off, and we had a push-button bell, and for each dog's name that was read, the bell was rung, and that was our audible candle lighting ceremony. So that was the Spring Fling. And next year, come on, I would like to have 45 people there.
Yep. Thank you, Marlena, and I agree. I would like to be there myself next year. That would be really nice. Okay, so that's one of the reasons that it is important for us to have some money in our treasury is so that we can actually have two events a year where we all come together. I think as a state affiliate, it's difficult sometimes to feel like we're connected. And so if we actually can physically come together a couple times a year, that really helps with that connection. So I think it's important. And that brings up Holly with our fundraising committee report.
I get to use my voice again. A lot of this material will be in the detail that I send out today. But basically, we do get donations on our PayPal button. And we receive donations from the wonderful Kevin Daniels and Tell me the proper name. Kevin?
Seattle
That's
it, the Seattle South King Sluggers. And if you have any idea that would be good for helping us raise funds, please let one of us know, and we will run with it and see what we can do. Thank you. Any questions?
We've also sold most of our relieving belts.
That's true. We do have 3 or more belts left.
And how many calendars?
And we have 6. Sorry, all of us. We just sold 2. 4 APH Insight Braille Art calendars. So let us know. They're $10.
And we also have 1 extra large full zip up GDUWS hoodie.
I would like it.
Oh, wonderful, Josette. Okay. So it's that is sold. We don't have that anymore.
How about that?
Excellent.
Anyway,
okay.
If you guys have any questions, just let me know. Thanks.
And I would like to add to that, yes, do pay your dues today if you can. That helps. But fundraising is really important. And this year, other than what we've raised here, our main fundraising event was working with Kevin at the Beat Baseball game. And we had an absolutely wonderful time. Danette and I worked the concessions table. And Marlena was the announcer for the game. And Guide Dog users did make about, if I recall correctly, about $350 or so from that. So I think I sent that out to everyone. But that was very exciting. It was fun.
Madam President?
Yes, Kevin.
So 80% of the positive responses we got in 2015 were because of the Guide Dog event. 80% of what we got from Twitter and emails and on our Facebook page. So that told me a lot. So thank you guys for helping
Good.
The Slugger get the name out, too.
We might have to do it again.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, that's great. Yeah, it really was a lot of fun. Okay, so... Yes?
Come in your way.
Just
a
second.
Wait, come in your way.
We're coming.
Come on your way. Thank you. Here you go, sir. And go ahead and announce your name.
I'm Andy Arvidson, and I'm not a member of the Guide Dog thing yet, but I would like to be. How do I do that?
You come up afterward and see Holly and Vivian. Vivian will get your information, and Holly will take your money. Holly's always happy to take our money.
And if there's anyone else here who'd like to do the same, just let one of us know and we'll grab you.
We'll make sure you get up here to the front table. Yes.
Yeah, I'm going
to
join.
Okay.
We have another person who also wants to join, J.R. Kennison.
Yay.
So, J.R., if you can just get to one of those two ladies at the end, that'd be great.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. That's wonderful. Okay, so Marlena's going to have the mic again to talk a little bit about our website.
And I will talk a very little bit because our website is sorely in need and is going to receive an update, rebuild. We have contracted with Larry Turnbull, who is the technical guy in charge of ACB Radio. Larry also... administers the American Council of the Blind website, the ACB Radio website, all the ACB listservs, and it just goes on and on and on. So Sherry and I sat down this spring, and we kind of did a general outline, and Sherry, I did find those notes.
Good.
Thank
okay.
God. we did a general outline of where we want Larry to start. And so I won't go into all of the details now, but the PayPal button will be front and center as it is now. But just bear with us. The current website is going away. Larry's going to find us a much less expensive host, and he is going to make sure that He builds the site in such a way that those with permissions can go on and update and, you know, without having to rely on our web guy to do it. So hang in there.
Yeah. Sherry, can I say something?
Yes.
Here.
You know, all these committees that you're hearing about, all the Danielle Myers and the Holly Turries, these are committees that you can get involved with. The fundraising, the convention, all these committees. There's a Sunshine Committee, and I would love to get everybody's birthday and anniversary. The Sunshine Committee does cards for a new dog, death of a dog, and birthdays, and for illness. And please, please, please get involved in a committee. You're more than welcome to do that.
Thank you, Danette. You just took care of two things, the Sunshine Committee report.
Just give me the microphone.
Yeah, really. And she is absolutely right. You know, a lot of times I send out emails to this group, and I know I'm preaching to the choir mostly, so sorry. But anyway, I send out emails to the group asking, you know, for people to get involved in this, that, or the other, and all I hear back are crickets. So... I think it's really important for us. We are the organization, every one of us, and it's only as active or fun as we make it. So it's really important for all of us to do what we are good at doing and get involved in whatever way you can help out, because that's how you have a good organization. Yeah. So thank you, Danette, for that. I appreciate that.
You know, and the Seattle Sluggers, I've never done nothing like that before, and that was fun.
Danette was so good, guys. I couldn't believe it.
And even you can get involved with helping Marlena with Spring Fling next year.
Yep. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, Marlena's doing it next year.
Yeah, there's an assumption being made up here.
So for... Okay, coming around. Mic, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wait. We have someone with the mic.
If it's okay, this is Haley Agers, and
yes.
If it's okay, I'm part of the Sunshine Committee with Danette, and I'm happy to say that as the person that sends out the cards for death of a dog, retiring a dog, or getting a new dog, I only have had to send out 13 cards since March of 2014. So that's good, because that means that we're keeping our dogs and they're not retiring or they're not passing. And so that doesn't seem like a lot, but in that case, it's a good thing. However, I need for you guys to communicate to Danette, when that kind of stuff happens, when you get a new dog, when a dog passes, because I can't send you a card if I don't get that information. I'd really like to send one out to you. So if you didn't receive one this year, I apologize. And we'll just move forward from here, and hopefully that communication will get to me. So.
Thank you.
Makes her personal cards. She makes them really special,
too. Yes, they are absolutely wonderful. And we'd appreciate that so much, Haley.
Madam President,
yes.
This is Josette here. I discussed this with Sherry before the GDUWS convention here, and I have a package which I would like to, I guess time permitting, this afternoon to auction off to make some money for GDUWS, and it's a package of Canadian chocolate bars and chocolates, and there's a dog treats and a dog toy. In the package as well. And it probably wouldn't take very long to
do that. Thank you, Josette. We'll get to that at lunch, I think, is going to be a better time. And thank you very much for doing that. Okay. I just want to do a... actually, I guess that's all the committee reports. Am I forgetting anyone? I think we're good. So does anyone else have any... question or comment for the good of the organization?
Madam President?
Yes.
So, guys, this is Kevin Daniel, and for those of you who don't know, Beat Baseball is a program of the South King Council of the Blind that now will begin its fourth season on May 1st. It is a way for blind and vision-impaired individuals to come out and play a little bit of baseball, have some fun, and the sport is adapted for the blind. It encompasses listening skills, athletic ability, desire, passion, and so the players really have enjoyed connecting with guide dog users. A few of our players have decided to consider getting guide dogs simply because of the interaction with this group. So we want to continue that. We have been in discussion with guide dog users about doing a 2016 event related to our game against the police department that we've done for 3 years now. So impacting the public with great baseball, a great organization like this one, in a special Saturday afternoon event could be really, really huge. So more to come on that. I'll continue my conversations with Sherry and Marlena to see what we can do really cool this year. We do plan to be in the same field. It's Rainier Beach High School. So we have guaranteed that for 2016. And that's, again, off of Rainier and Henderson, South Henderson Street. It does appear that we will enter the World Series for the very first time as a team. The World Series of Blind Baseball is in Ames, Iowa, in end of July of 2016. So I've already started raising money for that event. So anything we do with guide dog users will help us do that. But we also want to make sure that you guys are raising money at a higher level because of Beat Baseball. And is there any questions on Beat Baseball that I can answer that someone has always wanted to ask?
It's also in Spokane.
Correct. There's also a team in Spokane. So Beat Baseball isn't indigenous to just Seattle. And there's now a new team that's formed in Tacoma. So the state of Washington has teams in Tacoma, Seattle, and Spokane. So we're spreading out Beat Baseball.
Yes, Marlena.
This isn't related to Beat Baseball.
Oh, can I make a comment?
Yeah,
real
go
quick?
Ahead.
The only thing I was going to say related to Beat Baseball is I can almost guarantee Kevin will never ask me to throw out the first pitch again.
Did you bounce it to the plate?
Oh, I was bad. really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I would, I do want to echo everything Kevin says, and if you've never done a Beat Baseball game, then you really need to come because it's a lot of fun. But I know there are some new people in the room, and we are running out of time. But I just want to share a little bit about what. Guide Dog Users has done what you're joining. You're joining an organization that most recently we worked very, very hard. There's a huge issue with taxi cab discrimination against guide and service dogs. And so we, in conjunction with... not the Office for Civil Rights, but the state equivalent anyway. We compiled and published a brochure that blind folks can carry with them. It's very clearly written because many drivers, English is not their first language. So we spent a lot of time working on that and producing something that A, looks good, thank you, Holly, and B, is an easy read. You're also joining an organization that worked very, very hard a number of years ago on the guide dog protection law. And that law in Washington is called Layla's Law. And it was one of our members who had a guide dog named Layla, who was, the dog was attacked several times. There was no protection. And we didn't want it as part of the white cane law. We wanted our very own separate and distinct protection law. And after two or three years of work and going back and forth to Olympia, we got it. So that's the organization you're joining. And we really need you because some of us are getting old. So there you go.
Just striving to make a difference.
Thank you, Marlena. That was very well said, so thank you very much. All right, it is actually time to... Oh, yes. Do we have one more?
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
My name's Kat Wifter. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of getting a guide dog, but do you have to have a guide dog to join?
No.
No.
You don't?
You do
okay.
not.
Okay.
Kevin doesn't have one. We even let sighted people.
Yes, we do, and we're glad to have a few of them around
yes.
at times.
I'm African American. Can black folk join too?
I don't know.
Well, there may be some exceptions.
We'll have to go to the board.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Kevin just told us he's going to be on the board in 9 years, so we're holding him to it. that's true. All right, guys. One more door prize. All right.
Okay, and this is a bottle of green tea and a...
Organic green tea.
Yes, organic green tea and a stuffed... I'm looking to see if it has a squeaky.
Oh.
No, I know. I'm just seeing if it has one. Doesn't seem to have one. And a squeaky baseball, and it goes to Danielle Marr.
All right. Oh, Brian's going to have fun later. Yes. All right, so I need someone to... let me mention real quick about our luncheon. If you paid to be part of the lunch, it is at noon, and I believe it's back in this room.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And we will have a guest speaker here, Clark Roberts, who is from Everett. Is that right?
Bellevue,
okay. I knew it was somewhere in the Seattle General area, north or east. And he is an author as well as a public speaker, so I think he'll be a lot of fun to hear from.
He was in exhibits yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, with his book.
That's great. So anyway, I hope you are all coming back for that. I hope you all signed up for it. Yes, and the dogs will get a special treat as well.
So just on a quick personal note, I've become aware of someone who's just recently moved to Seattle, got themselves a job, and is having trouble finding housing with the wonderful prices of apartments here. So if there's anyone who could use a warm, friendly, engaging young man as a roommate and having that financial support of someone else splitting your bills, will you please give me a call or a text? He is struggling again to find safe and comfortable housing, and I've decided to do what I can to help him, but he has secured a job, so my phone number is 206-979-5616. If you know someone that we should talk to who is looking for a roommate and who is struggling and could use that extra support, I would love to get those two connected. But I will vouch for this young man. He's outstanding. So please. I don't think so. But again, if you are looking or you know someone who is looking, please reach out to me.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin. Yes. All right. We have a motion that we adjourned. We have a second?
Second.
All right. All right. All in favor? Say aye.
Right.
Aye. Okay. Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
And if you want to pay dues, come up front.
Do you get what?
Anyone who'd like to pay dues or join, please come to the head table. Please come up to the head table. Yes. I'm coming back.
Still owe you $5 for the dinner, just as
a donation.
Yeah, for the
Oh, well, that's.